live team coverage of Inauguration 2013 on WTOP.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
President Obama's official swearing-in took place yesterday at the White House, as the Constitution demands. His ceremonial swearing-in will happen today, when he is expected to outline his vision for the country on the west side of the U.S. Capitol. And joining us live this morning, Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Rachel, from everything we've been led to believe, the second term will be focusing on gun violence legislation and immigration reform as well.
That's right. A second term starting for a president who is both more careworn and also more confident than he was 4 years ago. Already a very crowded agenda for him. Remember, we've got three big fiscal cliff fights coming up with the sequester debate, of course, the across-the-board spending cuts. We need to renew the spending bills to keep the lights on and the government running in Washington. And then the big one, the debt ceiling debate. Will we raise our debt ceiling and not default? Looks like we'll have a temporary measure on that, and then a bigger fight to come. On top of that, the president has gun legislation and immigration reform high on his agenda. We saw last week he rolled out his proposal for universal background checks, the assault weapons ban, and a ban on high-capacity magazines, as well as the 23 executive actions more limited in scope that he went ahead and did on his own. So divided government here in Washington and lots of ambition at the start of the second term.
Well, you know, all that ambition is going to need at least one thing to succeed, it would seem to me, and that is a plan to be able to break the gridlock. Does he have that?
We've seen him be more assertive and more willing to take on Republicans than he was early in his first term. He's really come out swinging since his reelection victory, of course, winning a stronger than expected reelection victory. But aides have said he will strike a hopeful note in his speech today and that he will seek common ground in Washington. Well, of course, we'll have to see how that plays out after the big day today.
Do you know if Congress has any plans to deal with President Obama differently, or will they be forced to now?
They've been working hard on their own messaging, particularly House Republicans coming out of their retreat, and we've already seen them change up their tactics on this fiscal cliff fight, trying to reorder things a little bit, get some leverage by putting the debt ceiling debate down the road a bit. They think they have some better leverage on some of these other fights to demand big spending cuts and hold the president to that. So we'll have to see how they've played out. They've been very much on the defensive over the past few weeks, and they felt like they did not have the upper hand in the fiscal cliff fight leading into the new year.
Well, I wonder if there's a new strategy that could emerge as some new advisors step into key posts for the administration as well.
The president already under fire, of course, for the diversity in his cabinet or the lack thereof. He's bringing in people he's very comfortable with. We've already seen some controversy over a few of those nominations, such as the Chuck Hagel nomination. And the president's team has said he's early in this process of putting his second term team in place and that everyone should just watch and see how that plays out in terms of diversity. And we'll also have to see how that team comes together over the next few weeks and months.
All right. Big day ahead today. Thanks, Rachel. Appreciate
it. Thanks so much.
Rachel Smolkin from Politico.